close your eyes and don't try to hide.
Or a silly spook may sit by your side,
shrouded in a dark disguise.
They pretend to terrorize
when we must come out to socialize.
Welcome, foolish mortals. You have stumbled into the graveyard and discovered the Grim Grinning Guys Walt Disney World Planning Podcast. We are your ghost hosts for this evening. I'm Matt.
I'm Derek.
I'm Craig.
Please stay calm. The room is not actually stretching. Go ahead and pull, down on those safety bars, because we will not be doing that for you. Boys, are we in the graveyard tonight, or are we in the White House?
We cannot say that because the Secret Service won't allow us to.
Oh, yes.
It's the Graveyard Oval Office.
Aha. Welcome, everyone, to episode 30.
Maybe it's the Oval Room at the Haunted Mansion.
The Oval Room?
Is there an Oval Room?
Derek, is there an Oval Room in there?
I don't remember what that
about
happening.
What about the room that's shrinking? Isn't that kind of oval?
Oh,
it's a round, yeah, it is.
Sure.
See?
This is episode 30, a very presidential episode for this President's Day 2018.
And this is a huge milestone.
A huge milestone.
Now, 30. I think it's huge. isn't it?
Shouldn't I think it so, be? Maybe.
A huge milestone.
This
30.
Yeah, wow. Speaking of which, gentlemen, off the top of your head, do you know who our 30th president was of the United
great.
States?
Here goes the history.
William A. Arthur.
That's not a president, but good guess. This will be a long episode.
Thomas Lincoln.
Thomas Lincoln. Oh, my goodness. It was Calvin Coolidge.
That was what I was going to say.
Calvin.
I'd totally put him out of my mind.
Calvin Coolidge.
Terrible.
The mind, the... behind Mount Rushmore.
And he also made those clothes, too, right? They were made after him.
That is Calvin Klein, Greg. Oh,
cool. Very close.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, this very presidential episode is off to a rocky start. But before we get into our content of the day, we do have a giveaway, don't we, gentlemen?
We do. We even need to announce some winners.
What was the contest, Craig?
The contest is if you retweeted on Twitter the picture of the... those wearing the shirts.
Yes.
If you shared it on Facebook or went to iTunes and left us a comment. So there's lots of ways you could have won.
Yes. And speaking of iTunes comments, we do have three new ones. We'll go ahead and read those real quick. And then we'll pick, we did pick a random winner from those.
Let's say, too, your fabulous prize is going to be an actual shirt from the Grim Grinning Guys, long sleeve, purple or white. And a Grim Grinning Guys car decal.
Ooh.
Or you can put it on your computer. You can put it on anything.
It's a sticker.
On your child?
It's a sticker.
Yeah.
Sure, if your child wants it, yeah.
Here are some of our...
never mind.
here are some of our iTunes reviews. We do appreciate these. These help us out a lot. From Little Lioness 602, 5 stars. These guys are hilarious, warm, and friendly. They clearly love Disney and help spread the magic along with tips, ideas, games, and news. My family really enjoys this podcast. Thank you, Little Lioness 602. I can't speak for Derek being friendly toward me, but we're glad that you think he is.
I don't know what to say to that.
Well, you're always...
Just be glad you're on the other side of the table.
You're always wanting to fight, Derek. I know. I've intentionally moved.
He doesn't understand that, but yeah, he's glad you're on the other side of the table.
I know. AU Buck Hunter said, I am so glad that I found this podcast. I love the way that they deliver accurate Disney content in such a fun, lighthearted way. I feel like I'm listening to friends. Keep up the good work. Thank you, AU Buck Hunter.
That's impressive.
And then one more, 5 stars from E. Gilbert 23. One of the most informative and interesting podcasts I've listened to. Guys know their stuff and it shows. Thank you, E. Gilbert 23. And we picked one of those at random. And we would like to congratulate E. Gilbert 23. You have won a Grim Grinning Guys shirt. If you will reach out to us, contact us via our social media. So that's our winner from iTunes. Craig, who is our winner via Facebook?
via Facebook, we had 19 shares on Facebook, and we randomly chose one. Actually, it was Derek just picking a number out of the sky, and that winner is Amy Bryant.
Amy Bryant, congratulations.
So, Amy, if you would get in touch with us through Facebook or any way possible,
Amy is
you
a
can
loyal
even email
listener.
Us.
Amy is a loyal listener.
Yes, so she'll get a shirt and a sticker.
Woohoo!
Sticker, not a decal.
And Derek, who was our winner on Twitter?
It was Scott Cribbs.
Scott Cribbs, congratulations.
Yes, at Cribbs Scott.
At Cribbs Scott. So Scott Cribbs, Amy Bryant, and E. Gilbert 23. If you will reach out to us, we will get those shirts and decals sent to you ASAP.
Wear those with pride.
Yes.
Not the stickers, the shirts.
Well, they can wear the stickers if they want.
Okay.
If you wear it, it's a sticker.
Hey, what is today, guys?
Today is a big day because not only is it President's Day.
And milestone number 30.
And milestone episode number 30, but it's also Craig's birthday here in the graveyard.
Happy birthday to you.
Derek. We don't.
Was that Derek?
That was Derek, believe it or not. Dang. Happy birthday, Craig. How does it feel to be? How old are you now?
I'd rather not say.
Well, how does it feel to be that old?
It feels about like it did last year when I turned that age.
Oh.
No.
You turned it twice?
How many times have you turned that age?
I'd rather not say.
I'll tell you what, this is the milestone of all milestones. Episode 30, President's Day, Craig's birthday. Does it get any bigger, Derek?
I don't think it could get any huger.
Only if... It could only get bigger if we had some cabbage.
Oh, is that what you wanted for your birthday?
Yes, I didn't get
it. Oh, good for you. I bought you a whole truckload.
And I'm going to kick it on my George Foreman grill.
Grout in a can.
No better way to spend a birthday.
Let's get into it.
Let's do it.
What are we getting into, guys?
So what are we talking about today, gentlemen?
Well, it is President's Day. What would you talk about at Disney if it is President's Day?
Did you know that Chester A. Arthur was nicknamed Elegant Arthur because of his fashion sense?
Of course we did.
That's kind of useless.
I bet you did know that. Thomas Lincoln.
That was a cousin to Abraham.
Now, here's another fun fact. James Madison was the shortest and lightest president at 5 feet 4 inches and only weighing about 100 pounds.
You know, and that's 12 stones.
And this is some riveting podcasting.
I don't know what that is.
I'm sure that people are calling their friends right now and saying, listen to this episode.
You got to listen. No, today we wanted to have a little fun on this President's Day holiday. Most of you probably didn't have to go to work today, and so right. I'm sure your first priority was to listen to this.
That's right.
So let's talk first and foremost about the presidential attraction at Walt Disney World. What is that, Craig?
Country Bear Jamboree.
Oh, my goodness. Derek, any guesses?
Because it's got Tennessee Bear.
I'm going to have to say Hall of Presidents.
Thank you, Derek. Yeah. At least two of us know.
That was my next guess.
I may not know a president.
Hall of Presidents, yes. So, Craig, it's funny you say that because your wish from Santa this year when we recorded our episode from Disney World was that Hall of President would be reopened, and little did we know that the next day they would open their doors.
It just works out that way. I can say what I wish for, and boom, it happens.
Now, for you guys, is the Hall of Presidents, is it a must-do attraction when you go to Walt Disney World?
Honestly? Or do you want me to lie?
Let's be honest here, Derek.
Honestly? I've been to Disney probably 12 times in 3 years, and I've been twice.
So is that just because you don't enjoy the attraction, or it does take a large time commitment?
Well, it's only about 25 minutes. About 35 when you add in having to wait on the show and all, but I'm not much into history. I know I'm doomed to repeat it, but but I'm not really much into the history stuff. Of the two or three times I've seen it, I've never seen the whole thing.
You use it for a power nap, don't you? What about you, Craig?
Well, we usually try our best to go to it if it fits in the schedule, and probably it's a must-do. And a lot of times we go during the warmer seasons, and it is a nice break, have a sit-down. It's cooler. But I enjoy the whole thing. I'm looking forward to seeing the new one and seeing what they've upgraded and see how different it is. And I always enjoyed it. I'm kind of a history nut, kind of like you are, Matthew, and I enjoy that kind of stuff. I love American Adventure, and mm-hmm. I'll see it every time I go to Epcot, too. So,
As you said, Craig, I mean, I teach history. That's my job. I love history and kind of always have. My father was also a history teacher. And so Hall of Presidents, maybe while it's not a must-do every time we go to the Magic Kingdom, just because it's not always convenient with little ones, but it is something I try to do every time I go to Walt Disney World. Certainly, we made a point to see it this last trip because we were able to see the new version of it. And it had changed somewhat. I mean, it was still a good show, but I do miss the Morgan Freeman narration, I'll be honest. But the music, again, was great as always. And the visuals, the new video that they put with it was very clear. And, of course, you had the Donald Trump audio animatronic, which I know up close does not look like him very much at all. But from where we were sitting, you can't really tell or see the faces up close anyways.
Fun fact, it is modeled after the Independence Hall in Philadelphia.
Really?
So take that.
Well, look at you, history buff.
Wow.
I wouldn't know it if it weren't written here on the Disney website. But well, I may not ever go to Philadelphia, so I thought that was pretty neat.
It is neat. There, we do have some fun facts about the Hall of Presidents we want to share with you today, and this is from DisneyList.com. One thing that I always find interesting is this is the only place other than the White House where you can find the presidential seal displayed. When you enter the queuing area for Hall of Presidents, right there in the middle of the floor is the great seal of the United States, the presidential seal there on the carpets. And they had to take a vote in Congress to allow for that to happen. So, of course, if anybody can get that done, it's Disney, I suppose. If you're a lover of history or political science, anything like that, there's a lot of neat things to look at as you're waiting. A lot of little artifacts and trinkets that belong to former presidents. And so, if you're into those sorts of things, it's definitely worth a stop in to a few minutes before the show starts to see that.
For me, it's, again, the nostalgia guy. I like it's one of the original attractions on opening day.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like every year there's few and fewer of those that are still around, but that's actually one of the opening day attractions. And it mainly focused, I think, with Abraham Lincoln, did it not? I believe.
Yeah, well, it was initially modeled after, based on Walt's attraction
at the World's Fair.
Great Moments with Mr. Lincoln, which can be found in Disneyland. It once debuted at the 1964-65 New York World's Fair, and then, of course, became an attraction at Disneyland, which I've gotten to see. And if you ever make it out to Disneyland, for me, that's a must-do because it's got Walt all throughout it, and it's a great attraction. And that is just Abraham Lincoln speaking. Derek, any other fun facts about the Hall of Presidents?
Just that for the newer presidents, I think it says that they typically use their clothing, which I wouldn't have realized that.
I did not know that either. The actual wardrobe items from the more recent presidents, right?
Correct.
Cool.
So, like, that's pretty neat. It says that Bill Clinton provided one of his wristwatches.
Fantastic.
That's fancy.
So they can tell time while they're up there.
Absolutely. I think it becomes like
until the next show,
like Night at the Museum, maybe.
Ooh.
Maybe they come to life.
Maybe they do.
That is
we'll have to sneak in there one night and find out for sure. And obviously, the attraction does change every time a new president is elected, which this last changeover, there was a little bit of a delay on that for a number of different reasons. But that's another reason to enjoy Hall of Presidents is not only do they add a new audio animatronic, but you're also getting a new film. This new version has a new film. It has a new narration. It has new moments in history that it focuses on. So it gives it some re-watchability if you're going every few years or so.
And now you can enjoy the great moments in American history with the Muppets right outside to kind of,
yes,
as you're waiting. They have two different shows, correct?
Yes. There's the Declaration of Independence and the story of Paul Revere, I believe. With that one, that one's a little more rare. But yeah, that's an awesome show. It's funny stuff. It's kind of a must-do for us, too. So the Hall of Presidents, an outstanding attraction and something we just wanted to talk about a little bit on today's show. Do you have any touring tips for best time to see Hall of Presidents or when to go so that you don't have to wait for the next showing very long?
The show is shown every half hour and hour on the dot, supposedly. I don't know if it's on the dot or not, but it's really about I guess there's probably a 25-minute show with about a 5-minute break in between each show to exit and reload the theater. So
guys get a little coffee break in between, is what it is?
I guess so. Now, I will say, too, just about every time I've gone to see it, I'd never take a chance to look at the guy's name tag, but there seems to always be the same man working in the lobby. He's got a mustache and glasses. That's all I know about him. And, of course, he's dressed in his colonial attire. Just moments before the show is about to go in, he'll sit there and spout off trivia question after trivia question. Just this man with a wealth of presidential knowledge. And I always find that interesting, too. It's kind of like a little show, little pre-show before the actual show. And it's cool to see some of the cast members and their knowledge of...
Okay, Mr. History Buff, which one do you prefer better, Hall of Presidents or American Adventure?
Ooh, for me personally, American Adventure. Again, I love Hall of Presidents, but at the same time, I think American Adventure is just it's a more all-encompassing show of U.S. history. I think it's such a unique show. There's nothing else like it in Walt Disney World. The same can be said for Hall of Presidents, but I think American Adventure is just done on a grander scale. And it's a little bit longer, too, so I think you get a little bit more bang for your buck. But it's hard for me to put one above the other. What about you? I know you're a big American Adventure fan.
I would love to do a behind-the-scenes tour of both of them and see how the things actually work, especially American Adventure, how those stages move around. I think that's cool how that works out. But even Hall of Presidents, I like to see the inner workings of all that. That's kind of my thing, and I'd love to see that. I think it was interesting. I read one time where Abraham Lincoln, when they first had him, and it may have been when it was the World's Fair thing, but they said the hydraulics leaked, and like his whole shirt was like bleeding or something, and they said it was an awful show. They had to cancel. But I'm sure that's been some of the problems in the past with working with hydraulics and trying to refine that. And it's amazing how far they've come when they first did this to what they are now. I mean, the motions are so much more fluid now.
Now, Derek, which one do you prefer to nap in?
Probably American Adventure.
Because it's longer?
Yeah.
You can get into a deeper slumber.
Yep.
It's a longer walk over there to it than to Hall of Presidents.
It's a good midway point to stop and recollect your thoughts.
But it's a longer walk, isn't it, to get to the show? Don't you have to go up the steps?
You get to sit down. You can sit down on the floor and listen to the music.
You can sit
on the steps. Yeah, that's another thing that the American Adventure has going for it.
Get into that. We're not really – let's get into American Adventure. We're kind of dancing around it. Let's get straight into it.
Well, let's talk about it then. I mean, because there's some presidents featured in there. You got Franklin D. Roosevelt. You got Teddy Roosevelt.
Mark Twain.
Jefferson. Sorry. This is people you meet on your journey.
Oh,
Susan B. Anthony, Alexander Graham Bell, Chief Joseph, Frederick Douglass, Thomas Jefferson, John F. Kennedy, John F. Kennedy, Martin Luther King Jr., Will Rogers, and Teddy Roosevelt.
Yeah, I think the American Adventure overall just gives the audio animatronics more to do. You know, with Hall of Presidents, all but, you know, three presidents are just kind of nodding their head, whereas in the American Adventure, they're telling a story, and you're getting their voices, and you're getting a lot more movement with the characters. So
I've never noticed.
Well, Derek just watches a black screen called the back of his eyelids.
I'm pretty sure the curtain has not even been opened before when I've fallen asleep.
And again, you've got the Voices of Liberty.
That's probably my favorite part of all.
That comes before the American
Adventure. They have the history stuff off to the side there where you walk through and see a lot of it. I really like American Adventure.
You want to talk about huge? This pavilion is huge, over 100,000 square feet.
Derek's trying to see how many times he can say huge in this episode.
Didn't they just refresh it?
They did, and I've seen people posting things on social media with kind of some updated stuff, but I don't want to watch it. I want to be surprised for whenever I do make it to the American Adventure again.
Lots to talk about for American Adventure.
America.
Did you know, with the exception of Lyndon Baines Johnson, every U.S. president since Harry Truman has visited a Disney resort property at some point in their lives? Wonder why LBJ didn't make it there. There have been 4 U.S. presidents visit Walt Disney World during their term in office. Can you name them?
I am going to say my first guess would be Reagan.
Ronald Reagan, that is one. There are three more.
Derek?
McKinley.
Yes,
you have to think it's been since 71, so...
So
Reagan, I'm not real good with my dates.
Any other guesses? Or your presidents?
Well, there's only been, what, like eight presidents since then? Six?
There haven't been many.
I'm going to say Bill Clinton.
No.
Ooh.
While they're in office, you're saying?
Yeah, while they were in office.
Well, it's got to be Nixon.
No.
Oh.
Any other guesses? Other than McKinley?
Carter.
Jimmy Carter?
That's only because he lived in Georgia.
There's two more.
He was like, I can drive on the
I'm
going to
say
pass.
Both Bushes.
George Herbert Walker Bush and Barack Obama.
Barack went.
He did.
I did not. Oh, I think I do remember that with his girls.
And Gerald Ford went to Disneyland.
But HW didn't go?
HW did.
HW did.
W did not.
W did not. Yep. Wow.
W.
And did you know prior to his career in politics, Ronald Reagan was a co-host for a special opening day telecast at Disneyland in 1955?
I did not realize that.
Guys, anything else presidential at Walt Disney World that our listeners need to know about?
Liberty Tree Tavern?
Yes.
I'm not sure that that's presidential, but...
Columbia Harbor House. Pretty much all of Liberty Square.
Yeah.
It's a good place to go for more colonial aspects.
Food fair.
Yes.
And there's a turkey leg somewhere in there.
Always.
Oh, yeah. Guys, I enjoyed our presidential discussion on this very presidential episode.
I'm glad somebody did.
Well,
I fell asleep. What'd you say?
You say... Presidential Hall, and Derek goes.
Sorry, well, you know what it's time for then,
I'm
gentlemen.
A snore.
It is time for.
Happy birthday to Craig.
No, wait, that's not what they are.
Oh, that's not it?
No, I don't.
Oh, wait. Okay, try again. Grim.
Grinning.
Greatness.
So, Derek, it's your question today. And what is your presidential question?
Okay, it'll be kind of similar to the one that Craig asked last week about your fast pass.
Of course it is, because how do you outdo that question?
But it's, if you were president of Magic Kingdom Park or any other park, what change would you make immediately?
Ooh.
So any park?
Any of the four parks. If you were president of that park, I think each park has a president.
Okay.
Or maybe a VP of the park or... I'm not sure.
But okay.
If you were head of the park and could make any change to any park, to your park, what park would you pick and what would you change? I would have to do it as I'm in charge of all the parks.
Of course.
Derek's looking down on everybody.
He's calling all the shots.
And I would change the FastPass system to more mirror the legacy FastPass system. Where you could get fast passes, you couldn't get any fast pass until 9:40, and you have to be in the park, similar to Disneyland. So you'd have to be in the park, and you could not get it until 9:40, or 40 minutes after opening, and then you could get it every 2 hours after that.
But you
or after your ride was over.
You could only pick one at a time.
One at a time.
So you're bringing back the legacy fast pass.
Legacy fast pass, but in a digital version. Where you didn't have to actually run back and forth.
So you're cutting down largely on the number of fast passes you can use.
Distribution.
And your reason?
To keep those lines down. I think lines were better in the legacy fast pass system.
But
both,
then again.
Both fast pass and standby.
Okay. But then again, people like us can use the fast pass system to our advantage, can we not?
We could do that. We can do the legacy one to our advantage.
Not if you can only book it every 2 hours.
You can do it every 2 hours or after your other one has been used.
I am going to be the president of Epcot, and I don't know why I thought of this first thing, but I'm going to put a version of the TTA People Mover into Future World, and it's going to be very similar to the one that's in Tomorrowland, and it's going to go all... I know the monorail kind of takes you around the top of Future World, but this is going to be a 25 to half-hour journey in which it'll take you through each pavilion in Future World. And you'll get to kind of see the inner workings of some of those things and just a nice, relaxing ride. I'd love it if there was a people mover in every park, but I'm just going to focus in on Epcot. I think that kind of stays true to Epcot, And so I'd love to just be able to sit on a little tram and ride it for half an hour through Future World.
Was that not Walt's original idea, is to have that where it actually transports people around the world?
The monorail system?
Well, no, the paper mover, where you could actually, that would take you around the park and help you move around faster. I've always assumed that was kind of his plan.
Oh,
because
probably.
Right now it doesn't really, you don't really get off and get on. It's supposed to expedite getting on and getting off because it's always moving.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was kind of the plan of getting off and getting off at different places, getting on and getting off at different places.
So you more of a public transportation system,
yeah,
around the parks.
Yeah, correct.
I'm not sure. I just know I would like to just ride up high around Future World because I love Epcot. And who knows, maybe expand it to World Showcase too. Why not? I'm the president, so I guess I can do that.
Yeah.
I guess I was thinking of something kind of like you were, Derek, kind of feasible. Hmm. Craig, what about you?
I would do one of two things, like I always say. One, I would actually make Epcot a place where you lived, like it was supposed to be.
Okay.
The second thing I would do would bring back all the old rides.
Such as
what park? Are you still in Epcot?
I'm jumping back over to Magic Kingdom now. I'm bringing back the submarines, and I'm bringing back Toad's Wild Ride. And
so
I'm
you're saying
back,
they can't get rid of anything?
No. If Never. You want to put more things in, you've got enough land. Put something else in. You with me?
I'm with you.
Because
I like it.
Let's just load them up.
I'm wanting to go to Disneyland so bad just so I can ride Toad's Wild Ride. Because I remember that as a kid. I mean, it scared me to death, but I remember it. And maybe that's why I remember it. But I miss stuff like that. And I know they have to move things, but I think you don't have to take things out to put new things in. And that's kind of what they've done in Hollywood Studios. I mean, I hate all the stuff they've taken out now, and the things you remember doing when you were a kid or years ago, because I wasn't a kid when I went to Hollywood Studios, but all those things are gone, and they're forever gone. So
Craig is the nostalgic one of the group.
I just miss those things.
Good question, Derek.
Thanks.
Good job, Derek.
We would issue an executive order to make these things happen.
Well, it would only last till the next president came in, though.
Then he would nix it all it all away.
So we do have a few listener comments we want to share with you from both Twitter, and I believe we have a special comment from Instagram.
We had a great one on Instagram.
Derek, what question did you put out there on Twitter in reaction to our episode last week regarding Magic Kingdom Fast Passes?
Sure. I asked, what are your go-to 60-day Fast Pass Plus reservations for Magic Kingdom? Nick McNabb says, Mine Train, Big Thunder, Peter Pan's Flight. If Fast Passes were available, it would be Carousel of Progress 3 times.
Wow.
That's kind of sad, Nick. I'm sorry to say that.
Is it because he got stuck on there?
I don't know. If you didn't have to even get out of your seat and could take 3 naps in a row, I would consider that.
It might be worth it.
Derek is now progressing from the eater to the sleeper.
I think he just sleeps when he's down there.
He pays all that money to go down there and sleep.
It's because I always have to get up at 2 in the morning to get on my flight, and then I go straight to a park. Clint Rochelle says, Space, Mine Train, and Splash. And if I could fast pass anything, it'd be my bus back to Riverside after a day of 35,000 steps. Ooh.
And that Clint Rochelle is also one that hammered me about Motel 6, too. He kind of hit me down the road about all that.
He said that if he squinted hard enough.
And again,
just like the Pauline.
I confess my mistake. I should have said something like a Hampton or something, but still.
A Hampton. Just be much better.
Just something busy.
Just be glad he doesn't get you with the cattle prod.
That's right.
Yes.
We'll ask him about that, though. Budget Disney Diva says Peter Pan, Space, and Big Thunder. Annie Arms, Mine Train was the only must-have for this trip. Jay Woodley says, gotta have Mine Train. After that, probably Splash and Pan. Anything else you can really get day of for my crew. And that's pretty true.
Yep. Good advice. Yep.
I agree.
So
that's it for Twitter.
We don't get a lot of responses on Instagram, but Craig, what did we have on there this week? We had a special comment.
Consumer Princess comment on here. She even took our graphic and put some special things on there. Hilarious. Opinions, self-awareness, and knowledge, ?
Yes. Now, before you read this, we were all, I personally was wondering, is this a compliment or is it an insult?
I was in that boat.
So I took it as a compliment from the very start.
So why don't you read it for us, Craig?
She said, hey, everyone, please do me a favor and go listen to a few episodes of Grim Grinning Guys. It has my heart. This is mainly because it has a lot of infighting,
in quotation marks, information and ranking systems that defy all logic, and yet I couldn't agree more. Honestly, nothing has made me laugh as hard as episodes ranking restaurants, many of which the cast in Capital has not even been to. Loving it, guys. Keep it up. Hashtag Grim Grinner Guys, hashtag Disney Podcast, hashtag Disney Planning.
Well, Consumer Princess, thank you. If only you knew how much infighting there actually was.
She is, she would, I think she would do a pay-per-view for a fight.
Well,
based on that.
For the infighting, so. Derek must be the, her favorite person on Grim Grinner
I would
Guys.
Say so, because that's what he likes to do. And yes, the information in quotation marks, that was...
question, yeah.
Who knows?
Quotations and question mark.
And pretty much saying our podcast defies all logic, you know.
But she loves it.
Hey, that's why we're
that's
here
for. That's why we're here. We're here to defy all logic. What? Hey, us doing 30 episodes is defying all
exactly.
logic as it is. So we really do appreciate though. And plus, you inviting everybody to come listen to us. We really appreciate it. We've had one of those on Facebook here recently too as
yes.
well.
And we may share that with you next time.
We do appreciate you sharing.
Once we decipher it.
And Consumer Princess, be listening. We may have you on a show in the near future as a special guest. Guys, anything else before we depart for the day?
Sorry, I fell asleep again. I thought it was...
Craig, again, happy birthday from of us here in the graveyard.
Thank you.
Happy President's Day, everyone.
And it's not my 30th birthday for the 30th episode. That would have been awesome.
Well, so, we could have said it
and
was.
And you'd have been a lot younger.
Yes.
Just think, we're just a few years from Tokyo. Well, thanks again for listening today. And as you leave, be sure to...
beware the hitchhiking ghosts.
And hurry back.
If you would like to join a jamboree, there's a simple rule that's compulsory. Mortals pay a token fee. Rest in peace, the haunting's free. So hurry back, we would like your company.
Mortals. You have stumbled into the graveyard and discovered...
Are the Bushes HWNW,
uh-huh.
are they part of the Bushes Baked Beans?
I knew you were going to ask that. I knew it.
Since this is a presidential episode, we need to know the answer to that.
It's a very presidential episode. I'm going to say no.
Do they have a talking dog is what I want to know.
This is awful. But as you get ready to celebrate this President's Day with no telling what kind of President's Day party you have planned, be sure to...
We're rocking it out tonight with a President's Day party.
I wish he could put another P word in there.
That's great.
My gosh.